You've seen them before. A worn dirt path diverting as a shortcut from a paved path. City planners and engineers will often create design paths for people to follow. But yet, desire paths will emerge as shortcuts from constructed paths. Whereas design paths are well constructed and organized, desired paths usually represent the shortest or most easily navigated route between an origin and a destination. They are the path of least resistance. Have you been tempted to find shortcuts on your journey of late? Thought of diverting from a well-designed path to seek a path of least resistance, moving off the path designed to the path desired? Well, this meditation from the fourth chapter of Ephesians will help you better understand the paths we walk, the paths we face, and those we choose. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Start by taking a moment to arrange yourself to be mindful and aware and present with God in this moment. Just relax your gaze, relax all of your senses, and become present with God, His Spirit, and His Son. Have you faced choices recently? Well, in this moment of stillness, don't make the choice, just be aware of it. Don't settle on an answer, just rest with the choice. Rest in stillness for a moment. Let this continuing time of silence naturally transform you into prayer. But prayer not of words, but of presence. Encounter God here with your mind and your heart, your body and soul. Let your prayer be less about asking and talking and more about just being. Being satisfied with an encounter with Him now. Encounter God now in your way, your heart, and in your time. And now, start to become even more intentionally aware of God and alert to His Spirit, mindful of Christ, through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes as you breathe deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Don't control or change the pace, just notice it. Continue with your breathing, but consider the prayer now of the tax collector in Luke chapter 18, praying simply and humbly, saying, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Breathe in and silently whisper, "Lord, have mercy on me," and breathe out, "a sinner." Silently breathe in, "Lord, have mercy on me." Breathe out, "a sinner." Continue with your breathing, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the very breath of God as you whisper, "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. What emotions do you feel with Him near? As you consider your choices, how do you feel with Him near? As you consider your life and how you live, note how you feel with Him near. Stay there centering for 1 minute. Your mind will certainly wander. Just simply take note of the wandering and use it as a cue to focus back. Learning to focus back on God is an exercise you can apply all through your day. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in 3 separate times of widening reflection. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Just simply be mindful and aware of it for now. Remain in it. Listen to this first sacred reading. And it's natural for God's Spirit to center your mind on something. So listen carefully for that something now. As you listen to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 from the Good News Translation. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another, and forgive one another, as God has forgiven you through Christ. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? Remain there for a moment. What were you aware of in this passage? Your mind certainly drifted in and around it. But again, note the drifting and return to the centering thought the Holy Spirit gave you once more. Listen once again to this passage, but with an even wider view to verse 31 from the New Living Bible. Stop being mean, bad-tempered and angry. Quarreling, harsh words, and dislike of others should have no place in your lives. Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Did you notice the path choice? The worn dirt shortcut path of least resistance? The desired path of being mean and bad-tempered, angry and quarreling? And then God's design path of kindness and tender-heartedness? The desired path of dislike towards others? In the designed path of forgiveness of others. As your mind drifts, let your drifting thoughts drift back to this teaching of the Holy Spirit. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider perspective from verse 28 from the Message. Did you used to make ends meet by stealing? Well, no more. Get an honest job so that you can help others who can't work. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift. And don't grieve God. Don't break His heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for Himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, and profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, close your eyes and see the paths. The path of God's divine design and the path of your own desire. One designed before time began and the other, probably a more recent shortcut. One path well tended, thoughtful, and groomed. The other haphazard with no clear markings. The desire path may seem shorter. God's design path may look harder. Look at them both now. Take time to be mindful of them both. As you were present in your imagination, considering the paths, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. With your eyes still closed, what choices are you considering of late? What paths? Name them now. Whisper them. Spend time encountering God and the Holy Spirit on the divine designed path for you to follow. As you close your time, return to your breathing. A whispered breath, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Now let me pray, and pray that you remember that we are part of the same body in Christ. God's designed path is not always easy, it's not always short, but it's honest. It gives to people in need, it helps others. It is kind and merciful, and it's a path of forgiveness, just as God forgave you because of Christ. Amen. Today you have the opportunity to choose. Expect to pause, though. Expect a pause as you consider a thought or something you say, hear, or see. Expect it. But be thankful for it. That pause on the path is a gift from God. Expect to feel choices today as you consider paths, shortcut paths of your own desire and least resistance, or divine paths of His design. So when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God on the path.